It's time once again for the Lowdown with Chad Lowe. So let's get this shit on.
Low, 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 low. Ooh. Are you excited? Because I am. Yeah. You're listening. And I'm talking. I'm Chad. Low, 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 low. I want to thank Pierre Gustave for that wonderful introduction. And welcome back again for episode 17 of The Lowdown with me, actor extraordinaire Chad Lowe. Now, I want to thank everybody who's been listening. I see we've had dozens, if not dozens, of people that have subscribed. And I'm almost in double digits at emails. So that is fantastic. But what's even more fantastic is that you're here listening to The Lowdown today. And, of course, you can contact me at The Lowdown by emailing thepodcastpodcast@gmail.com. Now, let's talk about what's on today's show. Of course, we're going to start off with news like we always do. Then we're going to read the listener email of the week. Then we're going to do a listener favorite from what I've heard so far. This is called Bet You Didn't Low. You like that little play on words? After that, we're going to move into some phone calls. Then we're going to do a new segment that I call Good Cop, Chad Cop. Another play on words. What does it mean? We'll explain it when we get there. Let's get into news. All right, now it's time for news. So what's new in the world of Chad Lowe? Funny you should ask. Today, I stained my deck. I did two coats. I had to go down to the Home Depot. I was out of brushes. I was talking to the guy there, and he said, you know, you want to stay away from using a roller. You want to get a brush. I was like, okay, you're the professional. I'm just Chad Lowe, actor. So I took the brushes, took the stain, came home, and I stained the shit out of my deck. You know, I did two coats, and I think it looks really good. The only problem is now every time I come in the house, I have to go through the garage because I can't walk on the steps for a couple days. But what are you going to do? You know, it's not like I have a lot of cars parked in the garage, you know? Let's see. I went to the library the other day to get a book that I hadn't reserved. And I was surprised to find out that I had overdue charges from my previous book. And thank God I paid them before they got higher and to get into the tabloid, you know. That's the last thing I need is tabloid attention for a horribly overdue library book. Shit. So, you know, that's the thing about these tabloids. The bad publicity can really screw with you, believe me. I had to deal with it through my marriage and, you know, now I may have to deal with it with library books. You know, I can't deal with that. So, you know, there's not too much else going on. I'm watching TV right now as I record this, The Tonight Show. My brother's been on there a few times, which is really cool. So that's basically it for news. But next week I should have some movie news. Because I'm renting like four movies next week, and I can't wait. It's going to be great. So now it's time for the listener email of the week. Now, since our last episode, I've only received one email. So by default, you know, Tammy in Hampstead, New Hampshire, you are the listener email of the week. Now, I haven't read this yet. I like to keep it spontaneous to keep things fresh. So, okay, and it goes like this. Chad, so far so good. Chad, I am a huge fan of yours. I've been following your career for years. I wanted to ask you something about one of your early movies. What was it like working with Francis Ford Coppola? Was he interesting to work with? And did he work well with all the young actors? I think Tammy may be confused. Let me read on. Your character of Soda Pop was my favorite in The Outsiders, but it must have been crazy to be working with all the young actors like C. Thomas Howell and Matt Dillon, Tom Cruise even, Patrick Swayze, even Diane Lane. Tammy, you have me confused with my brother, Rob Lowe, and The Outsiders, I can tell, is what you're talking about. I was not in The Outsiders. That was my brother, Rob Lowe. But you mentioned Diane Lane, and there is a little connection there. I was in the 2002 release Unfaithful with her. I played Bill Stone. That was the movie where she banged another guy while she was married to Richard Gere. Great movie. She looked hot in it. But she was very young when she was in The Outsiders, and my brother was very young when he was in it, and I was even younger when I went to see it. But Tammy, thank you for listening, and thank you for sending the email. I will pass it on to my brother if I see him anytime soon. And that is the listener email of the week. All right, are we not recording now? How many fucking times am I going to get confused with Rob? Jesus. I was the guy who was married to Hillary Swank. He was the dude who was with those underage skanks. The fuck? Just move on to the next segment. I don't care. This is driving me crazy. Now it's time for Bet You Didn't Low. Hey, do you like the show Bones? What about the show Without a Trace? Have you ever watched Law & Order Special Victims Unit? Well, guess what? I directed episodes of all those shows, motherfucker. I bet you didn't low that. I want to apologize to everybody. I've been in like a bitchy mood today. But let's move on. Let's move along. And it's time for the next segment of the show, the phone calls. Now, on some podcasts, you know, we're not live, so we can't really just take phone calls whenever we want. Some podcasts like to listen to voicemails that they get sent in. Now, we do something different here on The Lowdown. We don't take phone calls. We don't listen to phone calls. We make phone calls. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a couple phone calls right now to certain people that are in my life or were in my life that I'd like to catch up with, if you know what I mean. So let me grab the phone here and dial the first number. And as I'm dialing this, let me remind you that The Lowdown is brought to you by the Podcast Podcast at AmazingLarry.com. Okay, it's ringing now. And come on, man, pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Oh, it's not going to pick up, son of a bitch, voicemail.
Hello. This is Rob's voicemail. Rob can't come to the phone right now, but leave a message, and I promise he'll get back to you. No, seriously, this is Rob. That was a joke.
I do love that joke.
I'm unavailable right now because I'm either on the set of my hit television show, Brothers and Sisters, or maybe I'm on the set of the new movie I'm doing, Ricky Gervais. It's called The Side of Truth.
Yeah.
Check it out on IMDb. I'm not kidding. It's going to be great. Anyway, leave me a message, and I promise I'll get back to you soon. And if this is Chad or Emilio, listen, guys, I'm not avoiding you.
Fuck? I'm your brother.
And I promise I'll talk to you guys soon, all right? Anybody else? I promise I'll talk to you guys very soon. All right. Rob out.
Sweet guy. Hey, Rob. This is your brother, Chad. Low. And I'm just calling again because I'm doing another episode of The Lowdown, the podcast that originally thought would have been a good idea with two brothers, you know, doing the lowdown together. But basically, it's, you know, the Chad Low Show, The Lowdown. And I just wanted to call and say hey and, you know, see how you were doing. See if you wanted to talk, maybe make an appearance on the show. I think that would be good. But, yeah, as I can see, you're not available right now because you're so busy. But listen, I did want to let you know that I did stain my front deck, but my back deck could really use the second, you know, person to help out. So if you're not too busy, if you could possibly send over your assistant to help me stain the deck, that would be great. All right, dude. Peace out. So we weren't too lucky with the first phone call there. But let's see if we have any second luck with the second phone call, which I know you're going to recognize this person.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hey, John. Get my fucking lawyer on the line, okay? That motherfucking Hillary. In the divorce, in the paperwork, it said we had to have each other's current phone numbers. I just called it. What do you think happened? You know what? I don't even want to do this anymore. I am very tired, and obviously, as you can see, it's not easy being Chad Low. But I did want to. I don't want to end without finishing all my segments. So basically, this is a good cop, Chad cop, and it's just me on a soapbox. And this is what I'd like to say: television producers out there, I know I have a smallish figure. I know that I have boyish good looks. They're not as rugged as Rob's, but I still think that I have some of the low look. You know what I'm saying? And even though I've been known to play sweet and I've been known to play smarmy, you've seen 24, I can be a badass cop, okay?
Hold it right there! Drop your weapon, or I will shoot! Motherfucker,
or I can be on the shield and I can call people assholes and say shit. I can do these things, okay? So Hollywood producers, television producers, you're looking for a good cop? Well, come get a Chad cop. Listen, this is the end of today's lowdown, and I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Rob for giving me his current phone number, and I want to say fuck off, Hillary, for giving me some bogus phone number or changing your phone number without telling me. Again, next week we're going to be talking about the movies I rented, and hopefully Rob or his assistant will come by and help me stay in my back deck. You've been listening to The Lowdown only at AmazingLarry.com.
Come on. So they had them apple.